LGBTQ Activists Warn Corporate America, You Need to Be Our Ally. By Simon Kent on May 30, 2023. LGBTQ activists called for new campaigns Monday to warn corporate leaders not to heed opposing voices while chastening those who relent in the face of public pressure. The call to action follows Target's announcement last week it removed products and relocated Pride displays to the back of certain stores in response to public protest, as Breitbart News reported. AP reports California State Senator Scott Wiener, D. San Francisco, a member of the LGBTQ Legislative Caucus, led the call for corporations to stand firm by pledging. We need a strategy on how to deal with corporations that are experiencing enormous pressure to throw LGBTQ people under the bus. We need to send a clear message to corporate America that if you're our ally, if you are truly our ally, you need to be our ally, not just when it's easy but also when it's hard. Target is just one corporate entity to have fallen under continued criticism over the past several weeks due to its overt promotion of woke gender ideology and the LGBTQ agenda. Despite the fact those who identify as such make up a small percentage of the U.S. population. Customers voted with their feet, and their wallets, and simply ignored the Target outlets across the country. As Breitbart News reported, Target's shareholders subsequently lost $9 billion in stock market value after the embrace of the LGBTQ agenda, which includes advocacy for transgenderism. Concerns remain about the impact of Target's Pride displays on children, said Victoria Cobb, president of the Family Foundation of Virginia, a conservative, faith-based organization in Richmond. Target is paying the price for telling kids to be discontent with their bodies, putting ideology ahead of the interests of investors, and creating a hostile store environment for parents with children, Cobb said in a statement seen by AP. Bud Light is also still dealing with fallout from its partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, who in April posted a picture on Instagram of a beer can with his face on it. In response to the backlash and nationwide boycott from customers that followed, the company said it never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, is tripling its U.S. marketing spending this summer as it tries to restore lost sales directly attributed to the now-abandoned campaign. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.